Bulgarian-born, classically trained guitarist Anton Apostolov will be bringing his Green Sky project to the first Kingsville Folk Festival, taking place in Lakeside Park, Kingsville, from August the 8th to the 10th. Featuring Apostolov alongside Nagme Farakmand on percussion, Jacek Karwolski on tambora, Hashil Lodja on bansuri, and Sunjung Park on piano, the Green Sky Project fused together folk, classical, and jazz themes using Balkan, Iranian, and Indian traditional music as their primary source of inspiration. The sound they produce is very beautiful and mesmerizing. We caught up with Anton Apostolov at home in Toronto. For more information about the Green Sky Project, visit greenskyproject.com. So it's great to talk to you today, Anton.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, I'm very interested in the Green Sky Project. I had a chance to watch one of your videos in preparation for this interview, and it's we're going to talk about The Star in a Jar a little later in this interview. You are going to be at the Kingsville Folk Festival, which takes place in Lakeside Park in Kingsville from August to the 8th to 10th. But I thought we should start off the interview by talking a little bit about your background, because you're Bulgarian-born and classically trained, and I thought it would be a good chance to talk about how you got into music and perhaps talking about growing up in Bulgaria.
Yes, I've been with music since I remember myself as a child. I mean, I would say maybe like 5-6 years old. I was surrounded with music instruments. My father was an amateur guitar player, but he was a carpenter. In the meantime, his hobby was to make instruments. And actually, my first guitar was made by him. And I've always been surrounded with instruments, I said, even folk instruments, tambura, mandolin. So music was part of my life since I was a child. I pursue with music till day to day, and I'm planning to do that for future. So I'm very happy that I'm a musician. I also teach music here in Canada, part of the Arcadia Academy of Music team. Regarding my background, yes, I'm from Bulgaria, southwest Bulgaria. I'm classically trained, classical guitar from Bulgaria. I went to Southwest University. After I finished, I start exploring different fields with the classical guitar, not playing just classical music, but I got involved with some folk musicians from Bulgaria, one of the top Bulgarian traditional folk musicians, like Valery Dimchev, Theodosi Spasov, and Stoyan Yankulov. So I came to Canada in 99, starting with the Green Sky Project you were asking me about. Everything started in 2009, I had this idea to put together this, if I say it's fusion, it's kind of a blend of styles of music I've been experienced in my musical career as a professional musician, because I had chance to perform with different musicians from around the world, folk musicians, jazz musicians, classical musicians, and all this has an impact into my music as well, and me as a musician. That's what exactly happened, and I was awarded to Canada Council for the Arts grants for composing and recording this music. That was Balkania Orchestra in 2010, where I recorded the album Balkania After the Rain. So regarding Balkania Orchestra, I did invite a few musicians from around the world to participate in this album. I'm talking about 21 musicians were involved in that recording, from Bulgaria, from Turkey, from Poland, from Cuba, from Canada, India, and so on. Green Sky Project is, if I say, it's a byproduct of Balkania Orchestra, and I recorded a very recent album called Star in a Jar. This is the new album we'll be promoting in the near future, and that involves the first festival we're going to do is Kingsville Folk Festival for our summer tour, and then we'll be doing Mark and Jazz Festival, then we do a Montreal Orientalis, and some other events. These are the main ones I can think of right now.
I had a chance to look at the video for Star in a Jar, and I was absolutely floored by that. You mentioned the fact that it's very much a fusion, and that certainly fits with what I saw and listened to when I was watching the video, because you could see the folk influences, obviously classical influences there, but also quite a lot of jazz. And I was very interested about the when you talk about the different traditional influences that's in there. Obviously, you've mentioned the Balkania Orchestra. There's that Balkan influence as well. But I think there's also Iranian and Indian influences in the music, isn't there?
Yes, because first to say very very briefly about the musicians involved in Green Sky Project. So Nagme Farahman on percussion, she's from Iran. And she's using different traditional instruments, percussion instruments from Iran and Middle East, like daf, darbuka, also daire, and also udu, the clay pot, and some other different gadgets. Regarding Jacek Karłowski from Poland, the instrument he's using is not typical for Poland, but it's for Bulgaria. He's a jazz guitarist. He's a Humber College graduate, and he's a very good jazz guitarist. And that was an interesting adventure for him to explore with the tambura, which is a part of the lute family, and has the same tuning as the regular guitar. Four double, the first four strings of the guitar, and they're double. Even the tuning is the same. So basically, any guitar player probably would be able to play that instrument. Just the thing is to get the ornamentation and the feel to play more in traditional manner from Bulgaria. Because the music I feature is very much has this Bulgarian feel and flavor. That's where I'm coming from, and I kind of try to stick to the roots I'm coming from and implementing some other influences, like from Iran in India, as well jazz and Latin music. Regarding the Latin influence, one of my idols was Paco de Lucia, so you can feel some flamenco influence in the music as well. Regarding Hasil Lodia, bansuri player from India, he had the privilege to study bansuri under Hariprasad Chaurasia, one of the legendary bansuri player from India. The fifth person involved in Green Sky Project is from South Korea, and she's a jazz pianist. Her name is Sanjong Park. And all these people, they bring obviously their influence into the whole project. And regarding the Green Sky Project's new album, Star in a Jar, very interesting. I have two children, two boys, who are very much giving me so much joy, and also, in the meantime, make my hair turning gray. But I've got so many ideas from these children to be able to create some music. The name Star in a Jar came from my son, who asked me a question. That is it possible to have a wishing star in a jar as a pet? So, looking at the stars, I said that's a very interesting idea, and I decided to make music with this name. And actually, I created a song called "Star in a Jar." Even in the YouTube video you watched, I invited my son to join us with his idea.
Because so, he sings on it, right?
Yes. I wrote one line where he can sing that part where he was wishing to have this star in a jar, and he was doing the shakers in. So bringing back the Balkan element, because I'm using a lot in my music a rhythm which is very typical for the Balkans and especially Bulgaria. We have these odd meters, which is unusual for the Western music, and. In Star in a Jar, exactly, I'm using one of these concepts. the music is in the rhythm is in 5/8, which is in Bulgaria. There is a specific folk dance named Paidushko Horo. I put it in very contemporary and very fresh sound, mixing it with these different styles, such as jazz, folk, and classical.
Well, it's a beautiful piece of music, and you know, I did want to just comment on the fact that your son is in the piece of music, because if you watch the video, you see him playing, and then he sings, I think you said, the line or two that are in there. But I think also on the recorded version, he's speaking at the start of the track as well. Is that right?
Right.
I think it works tremendously well, and certainly as the first piece of music I listened to from the Green Sky Project, I found it incredibly engaging.
Thank you. I mean, I love the concept. And when I compose music, I really try to put some idea into the music. If I say to draw a picture with the music, or it's like even some people said that for them is very visual. The music for them is very visual.
So when you play at the Kingsville Folk Festival, you will be playing with the band that recorded the album with you, and the people you mentioned already?
Yes. All these people were in the actual album, and we'll be performing the music from Star in a Jar, the new album, and we'll be performing some of the music from Balkania After the Rain.
If people want to get more information on your music, how can they do that?
They can visit my website as well, and there is like live performances and audio they can listen to at antonapostolov.com and also greenskyproject.com.
That's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. I would like to have you introduce the title track from the album. It is a gorgeous piece of music, and it has a wonderful video. We put it up on our website at folkrootsradio.com, and I wanted to thank you, Anton, for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much, John. This is Green Sky Project and Star in a Jar in Kingsville Folk Festival.
That's perfect. Thanks very much, and have a great day.
Thank you, John.
I wish I had a star in a jar.